Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for maintaining our focus on this topic. What we have on the screen is far from perfect. It's messy. It's a snapshot of where this week's informal discussions landed. And we thank you and your team for all your efforts. The benefit of this text is, to a certain extent, that some of its elements, and notably the brackets, while maybe not bringing us closer to consensus today, still can enable us all to understand where the outstanding difficulties are and where more work is needed. And we hope it can be cleared up in further discussions, potentially in the intersessional period. And in those efforts, let us, whenever possible, refrain from importing complications, but strive for simplicity. It must be understandable what the scope is. Also, we think we should be guided by the overall approach that we cannot solve all the problems of this GG in the characterization section. This is not where the regulatory answers lie. The characterization is not intended to legalize or to prohibit any of the systems, but simply to circumscribe what we are covering overall. It's setting the scope, and we have other sections in the document further down to do the rest. So the snapshot, really, we see as an example of how difficult this balance is and will be to find an appropriate scope. For our delegation, a key priority that we don't is that we don't go in the direction of a too narrow scope with cumulative criteria, with a series of concepts that put together have the result that in fact few of the relevant systems would make that threshold, or in fact define simply what should be prohibited, when in fact what we need is a characterization, a scope that sets the stage for an instrument, possible prohibitions, restrictions, or other regulatory measures. Likewise, we should keep a manageable focus. And in our view, the text makes a good starting point with the addition within the scope of the application of the CCW. That solves, in our view, the dual use problem. We also must make sure that we keep focusing on the critical functions. There is now more text on supporting and enabling components than what we see as the critical functions. And this is an expansion to many challenges outside of our immediate work that we don't think is helpful for our scope. And here more work is needed. If we need such an addition, it must be done in a moderate and balanced way. Finally, Mr. Chair, one of our hopes for this week was to make a step forward on the lethality issue, emphasizing that the fundamental rules of IHL governing the conduct of hostilities apply to both attacks against persons and objects. And I think still here is more, we need much more discussions to ensure that we don't create a massive loophole. Those are our reactions at this stage, and like others, we stand ready to work hard on this during the intersessional period and beyond. Thank you, Mr. Chair.